And here on the week of the State of the State address in Michigan, current state went right to the top of the A list. A big thanks to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder for sitting down with me a couple of days ago to take a look ahead and to take a look in the rearview mirror. There's quite a bit in the rearview mirror right now. Objects are closer than they appear. And I first asked Governor Snyder what he would like listeners' takeaway to be from his Wednesday night address.
Michigan continues to be the comeback state. We continue to improve, but we still have a lot more work to do. I'm proud of what's been accomplished over the last 2 years, but we just need to keep going. If you look at, does anyone want to go back to 2009 in Michigan? I think the answer would be no. And if you look at, we've made significant progress. We had the sixth fastest growing economy in the nation over the last year or so. Personal income's going up. Homes are being sold again. A lot of good things. But now's not the time to stop. Let's not fall on the old habits of the past and go backward again. Let's keep moving forward.
You've acknowledged that you'll be addressing transportation infrastructure on Wednesday night. What's the best funding mechanism for all of the revenue necessary for that? Is it new revenue? Is it fiscal adjustments? How is that going to fit together?
Well, it's always a combination of things. It's making sure you're spending the money smart, the first thing, because you shouldn't ask for money if you can't deploy it efficiently in a thoughtful way. And we actually have a lot of best practices already going in Michigan that we put in place over the last few years. So there's good opportunity there. We do need additional revenue. If you look at it, it's really a case of, if you stop and think about it, it's about doing preventive maintenance to make sure we keep things good and don't fall into major disrepair because, again, I don't think anyone's real happy with our roads today. And if you stop and think about it, shouldn't we be investing now so we don't have some huge crisis in the future we're going to stick our kids with? I describe it much like the oil change analogy. You go buy a new car, and have you ever heard anyone stand up and say, now that I bought this new car, I want to save some money, so I'm going to promise I'm not going to change my oil. And why is that? Because they know they'd have to rebuild an engine after so many miles. That's sort of where we're at today. We're not doing enough in terms of the preventive side, much like an oil change, and we're going to look at a really huge bill that we'll be giving our kids in about 10-plus years if we don't do more revenue today. So I view it as actually saving us money.
It's easy to assume you and other Republicans might want to take a breather from more partisan issues, but what about issues like the Education Assessment Authority? Can you generate bipartisan support for such a powerful educational body?
Well, it should. If you look at it, it's all about the kids. I don't view that as a partisan issue. It's about student growth. And in Michigan, we're not doing a very good job of helping our students grow. Well, we've got great teachers, administrators, people in the system, but we're not delivering results. And the Educational Achievement Authority is off to a good start. And it's focused in on the most persistently failing schools in our state to really turn them around. I was just there this last week. I'm visiting a school, talking to parents, talking to teachers, talking to students, and it's exciting. It is at the innovative front edge of innovation and education all across America, not just Michigan.
The decision to promote right to work in the Pure Michigan campaign in the Wall Street Journal generated some pretty intense criticism. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I view that the MEDC has been running a Pure Michigan business campaign for the last year and a half. And they were making decisions about continuing their normal campaign process of promoting Michigan. So I view it as it's in their normal course of business to say, hey, these activities are going on in Michigan that companies should look to bring jobs to our state.
There wasn't a line that was crossed with such an issue like right to work that became so inflammatory?
Well, if you look at it, the MEDC's role isn't, they're not partisan at all. And again, they designed their own ad campaigns. They came up with the theme, the idea, because they thought it would be helpful to bring jobs to Michigan.
Is running for a second term a done deal?
I haven't announced that I'm running. If you look at it, I'm honored to be governor of Michigan. When I originally did this, I talked about a 10-year plan, a couple years running, 8 years as governor. And there's still quite a few more things to do, but I haven't made any formal announcement.
What do you think the timetable would be on that decision?
Sometime during this year, during 2013.
Your approval rating took a pretty serious hit a month ago and is still lower than I imagine you would like it. How do you get those moderates back that you'll need to win next year if you run?
Well, again, this is about doing the right thing for the people of Michigan. They're my customer. And if you look at it a year ago or so, if you go to 2011, I had major drop in approval ratings because we had to do a lot of tough stuff. This is not an easy job, but I really am focused on doing what's best for all the citizens of Michigan. And if you have confidence in that, and I do, that we're doing the right things, good things are going to go on. It's about more and better jobs and a future for our kids, and people can make their own assessment. But Michigan's much better positioned today than it would have been back in 2009, for example. We're far ahead of where we were, and we're on a positive path to being a great state again.
But you're confident you can get people back that you've presumably lost.
Yeah, well, again, change is hard. Everybody likes change until it actually shows up, and then it becomes a difficult thing for many people. And I appreciate that. I don't minimize that at all. And again, we had more change going on. That's difficult, but let's keep moving forward, because hasn't Michigan gotten better and better over the last couple of years, and that's the path we're on.
There's a great deal of confusion over how right to work will impact Michigan in the coming years. There's conflicting data. How long do you think it will take right to work to demonstrate what its impact will be? When will this start to become clearer in your view?
Well, it's a gradual thing if you really look at what's going on with right to work. And again, I prefer to call it freedom to choose, because that's what it's really about. It's between a worker and their union and their relationship about how they can be more successful, hopefully. So it's not an overnight thing. It's not a light switch thing. And that was one of the interesting things. If you look at the protests and the people upset, I think as you watch over the next year or two, you're not going to find huge controversy coming out of a particular issue in terms of how this gets implemented or how it goes on. This is something that's going to be a gradual process that will attract more businesses to Michigan, though. That is clear. That if you look at the track record out there, that now being a freedom to choose state, more businesses that sort of took us off their list will put them on their list to say, let's go to Michigan, let's expand in Michigan.
Not necessarily more low-paying jobs?
No, we are already having that as a problem. And when we're a non-right-to-work state, if you looked at income levels in Michigan, they've been in decline over the last decade. In fact, our growth rate is now starting to move back up, and a lot of these jobs aren't going to be union jobs at all. One of the things I'm proud of is we were the third fastest growing state for high-tech jobs this last year. That's a great illustration of saying it's not about pay raises, it's about good, solid jobs, and these aren't going to be union jobs probably in any capacity.
And I've saved my most important question for the end. Who do you like on February 12th in the Michigan-Michigan State game?
Well, there are two great teams playing, but I am a little biased. I root for both teams on every occasion except when they play each other, and I am a Wolverine.
These are good times for your alma mater's basketball team.
It's very exciting. Just set a new record. I was at the game. They went 16-0 recently.
Governor Rick Snyder, you've made our very first edition of Current State on WKAR very special. We're really grateful for your time, and we hope you can stop by again soon.
It's great to be with you, and I hope the show goes well.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Remember, you can hear Governor